You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For most of us, our view of the bloody civil war in Syria is pretty much limited to snippets of video we see on network or cable news. But a new documentary film gives us an in-depth, inside view of the Syrian revolution. Little Gandhi tells this tragic story of Gayath Matar, a Syrian peace activist whose peaceful approach to government security forces ended with his torture and death at age 26. Little Gandhi has its Michigan premiere tomorrow night at the Detroit Institute of Arts. Sam Caddy is the Syrian-born director and producer of Little Gandhi. Sam now makes his home in Michigan, and wait until you hear what it took to get this film made. Sam, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why did they call Gayath Matar Little Gandhi?
Well, he started an initiative which is basically facing down security forces, violence, gunfire, with a simple thing, which is bottles of water and white roses. And that was his way of starting a peace movement over there. And that started in 2011. And he was so iconic to the Syrians and to the international community as well. And that's why he was given the Little Gandhi title by actually Washington Post after his death. And actually, in Syria, he was known as the Gandhi of Syria.
And it seems to me, as I hear you talk about him, it sounds like it would be fair to compare him with the likes of Dr. Martin Luther King in being so committed to nonviolent resistance.
We talk in the film about the inspiration that they actually generated out of Martin Luther King. The activists that we interviewed in the film, they talk about when they started that movement in 2011, how they were inspired actually by Martin Luther King. It was very interesting to meet young activists in the suburb of Damascus in a besieged area in a war zone, and you ask him, like, what inspired you to do this movement in Syria at the beginning in 2011, and their answer was Martin Luther King. That was really stunning to me.
What's known, Sam, about how he was killed and by whom?
Well, we talk about this in the film, about the way he was captured. He was actually trapped by the government, even though he is a peaceful activist. He was known for his peaceful approach. But the Syrian government, actually, they would rather for you to arm yourself than carry a bottle of water and a rose, because they know how much that will impact the international community and the media and the press. So they didn't like that approach at all. They threatened him several times before they trapped him, and he knew that he's putting his life on the line, and he did not care much because he thought what he's fighting for is much bigger than life, is much bigger than his life. He was focused on building a new Syria and building a free Syria for his kids and all of, the Syrian kids.
So it's a strong sense he was tortured and his body was delivered back to his family?
Yes, yes. And, I don't want to give away the film, but basically, yeah, he was trapped. And unfortunately, within only 3 days, his body was delivered to his mom at his house with that body tortured. And actually, some of his organs were stolen. It was a horrible, horrible, horrible scene. And I think his death marked that transition from a peaceful movement to an armed crisis, because people thought, we tried to respond with bottle of water and a rose, and our leader was killed and was tortured in a really horrible way. And they thought, we have to defend ourselves. We have to arm ourselves. And I think that was a huge transition in the Syrian revolution.
Let's talk, Sam Caddy, about what it took to get this film made, because you could not go into Syria to shoot it, could you?
No, I could not. I could not jeopardize the lives of my team, my crew. And honestly, there was no chance for us to get in, because the city of Daraya, where we shot the film, it's a besieged city. So the entire city is locked up. It has been locked up for over 3 years now. The city population went down from about 300,000 people to only 8,000 people, and these 8,000 people are actually trapped inside that little city, the little suburb of Damascus, and this is where I wanted to shoot the film. We ended up actually coming up with a creative idea, which is recruiting over the internet and trying to communicate with some of the activists over there that they are inside that little, suburb, to see if they have camera that we can work with and they can work with us to shoot some footage for us. And we were lucky to find somebody who had a legit camera. Mm-hmm. So what we ended up actually doing, me and my crew from Turkey, we gave the activist a crash course over Skype about how to shoot a film, how to lit a set, how to frame a shot. We send them articles, we send them some books to read, we send them some images. And when everything was set, he actually, as far as first camera work, he hired other activists to help us scouting locations, set up the interviews. And when we were ready, I decided I want to direct this over Skype as well and not let him conduct the interviews themselves or even the shot that we want to do. And that was a little crazy, to be honest with you. And I wasn't sure if I could accomplish that. We were lucky that they had over there a couple laptops. They could connect through the satellite, to the internet, and they were generating power through bicycle wheels and stuff. It's just crazy, crazy stuff. And we ended up basically from Turkey setting up a location inside our hotel where I will direct, I will talk to the activists as if I'm sitting right there. They can see me, I can see them over Skype. And actually we have another screen where we were monitoring the camera and the framing, and we had another screen monitoring the entire set as far as lighting and what's happening. And this is how we shot the entire part in Syria. The most challenging things at the end was how to get the footage out of Syria, because we found out that it will take 3 years for them to upload this footage with the internet speed that they had, which is only 1 gig per week if they upload the footage like 24/7 for an entire week.
Wow.
That's what they could do. So we had to wait until one of the activists smuggled himself out of the city, and he agreed to load himself with thumb drives to smuggle the footage out of the city. And finally, he got himself out of the suburb to Damascus. Then we smuggled these thumb drives to Lebanon, then from Lebanon to Turkey. And in Turkey, they uploaded this footage for us. And that took about 6 months until we got hold of the footage.
What a risk for the activists who helped you make this film.
Absolutely, absolutely. They all risked their lives. And that's why I feel really obligated to deliver their voices. And that was my promise to these guys. It's like, you know what? We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep talking about you, because you guys are incredible. You are the real Syrians. These are top-notch educated young Syrians. And just to give you an idea, give the audience and idea, the listeners, about 4 months ago, these actually young activists, they built a library underground in the war zone area under daily shelling. And they built that library that has about 100,000 titles that they collected from all the destructed houses over there and homes. And they wrote the names of the owners of these books, hoping that when they come back one day, they will find their books safe. And they created that library. And I had a picture while these guys are sitting reading while actually they're getting bombed.
Wow.
It's just incredible.
It's going to be a real eye-opener to American audiences. As I say, most people see about a 60-second maybe story on cable and network news to really go into that war zone. Little Gandhi will have its Michigan premiere at 7 Thursday night at the Detroit Institute of Arts as part of the Detroit Film Theater. And you can get lots more information about the film. Just go to Facebook and search for Little Gandhi Movie. And also looking on Twitter, trying to get the hashtag Little Gandhi trending. This man, Gayath Matar, a martyr for peace. And the story is beautifully told by Sam Cotty, producer and director of Little Gandhi. Sam, thank you so much for speaking with us and sharing your passion for this man's life.
Thank you so much for having me, and looking forward to meeting our fans and our, you know, Michigan audience tomorrow, Thursday at 7 o'clock at the DIA, to share with them for the first time here in Michigan this special story.
Thank you, Sam.
Appreciate it.